soon after has a revelation, reinvents his life.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I have a last minute guest, and I am really happy to have him. His name is Doug French, and he has the greatest voice of all time. It's a radio-style voice. He is the founder of the Dad 2.0 Summit, which is happening real soon in New Orleans, and I will be there, as will Dad Chat. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you, Bruce. It's great to be here.
I've always thought you had a radio voice. The first time I heard you speak at the first Dad 2.0, I thought, whoa, this guy belongs on radio.
Yes, I have a voice for radio and a face to match.
That's cute. You're actually good-looking as well as well-spoken. So because this is so last minute, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Please tell us what you do, and of course, we want to talk about the Dad 2.0 since it's upcoming.
Certainly, thanks. Well, I am Doug French. I am the co-founder of the Dad 2.0 Summit and its parent company, XY Media, which does lots of work with dad bloggers particularly and tries to inject a more relevant, a more upgraded, more up-to-date and enlightened view of fatherhood into modern branding and marketing. And our conference is the Dad 2.0 Summit, which will start on Thursday evening. In New Orleans at the JW Marriott.
And, a week from today, which is Thursday, so it starts on the 30th.
That's right, yeah.
Ah, and I think there's a wonderful event taking place that night. It starts with hashtag DadChat.
Yeah, it ends with hashtag DadChat. It's going to be great. You were terrific last year in Houston, and we will have a DadChat live at the next door of the Jazz Club. Right next to the JW Marriott for our welcome party, which is sponsored by our fantastic title sponsor, Dove Men Plus Care. It's going to be a great time, and I don't know, these welcome parties always fill me with a lot of joy, because that's when people, especially now, this is our third conference, so the first conference it was more like, oh, that's you, and now everyone knows each other.
That's
so
true,
really,
that's true.
Really happy to see each other.
Well, you had great sponsors at the first one. Why don't you give a little list of some of the sponsors you got for the upcoming one?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously the great news is Dove Men Plus Care is back as our title sponsor, and they're going to set us up right. They're going to have the barbershop again. I am doing my best to neglect my hygiene as well as I can so that they can dress me up proper when I get there. Microsoft Surface is a presenting sponsor. Kraft Cheese is back. We're going to have Starbucks there. We're
wow,
going to have
cool.
Yeah, Starbucks is there. We have Jamba Juice. And there's a National Geographic has a kids program called Animal Jam.
Nice.
And they're going to have some critters in the lobby, which I think is going to be fantastic.
Wow, very cool. Now, is there a theme this year?
Yeah, well, I think the theme last year was elevated expectations. And I think this year we're moving along the lines of, it's really important for us this year because we were born in New Orleans. We were announced at the Mom 2.0 Summit about six blocks away in New Orleans in 2011. And actually, we were remarking, that's just over 1,000 days ago. And to come back for our third event, back where it all started, we're looking back a bit. We're trying to see there's lots of great news out there. We're seeing lots more debate, lots more study, lots more involvement of dads in modern conversations about parenting, about branding, about caregiving. And we're kind of looking at the community. I mean, we want to talk about all the dads and all the things they do and how Dad 2.0 fits into that, because it's no longer, we're not just glad to be here anymore. We're having an impact, and you're seeing ads like, or a great piece that Zach Rosenberg wrote not too long ago about how ad campaigns actually reached kind of a positive tipping point. I think people are starting to get the idea that the doofus dad is pretty much doomed.
You know, it's so funny because I see the progress as well. I was on a panel, and I forget, what's the one of the big blog festivals? Ugh, I'm forgetting the name. It's like one of the biggest ones, blog something, I don't remember what it's called. I was on a panel, and my buddy Ted Rubin was in the audience. And you know Ted, who's been at the Dad 2.0 in the past. And
absolutely.
The panel was about how dads are portrayed in the media. And we didn't have a lot of time to prepare, and my guests on the panel, all great dad bloggers, got into a sort of a whining, complaining session about how, you know, dads are poorly portrayed. And Ted took me aside at the end. He said, you know, enough. Let's talk about the good stuff. You know, enough complaining and whining. And I thought he was so right on. Yes, there's times that we need to get up and say, hey, this isn't cool. But let's talk about all the progress. I mean, the fact that the Dad 2.0 is selling out, the fact that you're getting these major sponsors, and my, you know, my own world of dads involves moms and dads, and we've made progress in a very short amount of time.
I think so, and I think that's having a palpable effect. And I think one of the great things about the conference and about the state of dad blogging in general or dad-based content is that lots of new dads are really inspired to get involved with this. I mean, if you look at the studies and the surveys that many brands are convening, you're seeing that the younger guys are the ones who are even that much more opinionated about how they're portrayed and how they're perceived and how they negotiate their lives as parents, because they're the ones who are even less likely to adhere to whatever traditional roles that we all agree now not only don't exist but haven't existed for a while.
So, all right, we got to wrap up. I'm afraid to say, are there any tickets left?
There are very few. We sold out of our primary. We set our goal to we had 250 last year and we blew through that. So now we're basically adding people as we can until we finally are told that we can't sell anymore.
Okay,
so,
how do people find out about it if they do want to get a ticket at the last minute?
If you want to come to Dad 2.0, it's going to be a great time where you go to dad2summit.com and there's a big red ribbon that says register for the event.
Okay, dad2summit.com. Dad2summit.com. Thank you, Doug. I'll see you in a week. By the way, I may have an extra ticket. So, and then if I have that extra ticket that you've given me because I'm a media sponsor, we could give it away. So I'll let you know about that tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. See you in NOLA.
You got it. 1 week from now, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for some closing remarks after these messages.
Accentuate the positive.